Disclaimer: this podcast may contain explicit content or explicit references. Viewer discretion advised. Live from the Dishabiz Music Home Studio, this is the Dishabiz Podcast, showcasing anything of interest. Dishabiz Podcast, episode number 2, ADT on the go. Hey, wonderful, good afternoon, welcome to Dishabiz Podcast, episode number 2, entitled ADT on the go. So I have decided to do this podcast because, well, I felt like it. But this podcast is actually in regards to medical system. So before I get into that, I will let you know that there will be a special episode coming up, possibly episode 3 or 4, regarding a new device, which, yeah, that should be fun. Barring that, let's go ahead and get into the podcast, shall we? So, when I'm mentioning ADT, they do security systems as well as medical. So, this podcast is actually focusing on the medical system. ADT has different versions, apparently, of the medical system, and the most popular version is the on-the-go system. The system comprises of a small, well, I don't know how to describe it, like a, not really a square thing, but I don't know. Interesting shaped base unit that just has a speaker and a button. Actually, a couple of buttons. If you count the, three buttons? Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, being that the system is popular, the on-the-go one, you can charge the base unit and basically take that together with a pendant, which is like a, it could be like a necklace, or in my case, it's like a thing you just wear around your neck. So, yeah, necklace, whatever. So they have two different versions, and I don't understand why, of the pendant. One is just a regular, well, you know, if you need help, you just press it. If you fall or something, well, you're on your own. And the other one is just that, a fall detection pendant. I'm assuming both of them look the same. So, the fall detection thing just has a technology that if you fall, it'll summon help, for the most part. I say for the most part because sometimes it can be misleading. So, although that's with probably every medical system that has that technology, sometimes it gets it wrong. So, ADT is actually pretty good about responding to things. I know when I had the other podcast before, I did an episode, I believe it was 35, regarding Lifeline. Lifeline does not compare, I hate to say, to ADT. That's just my opinion, because it just doesn't. So, and Lifeline is slow. So, anyway. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Sabrina makes a good point. Lifeline is supposed to have, like, 4G thing, and when we got our service, no, when we upgraded, when they upgraded us, rather, to 4G, it stopped working. So, they suck, and they're quite rude. Anyway. ADT's pricing is pretty good. I mean, it's kind of...
It almost killed me.
Yeah, well, anyway.
We're not going to go there, but yes.
Yeah, ADT's pricing is pretty good. They have what they call rate locks. So, basically, whatever price you're quoted at the time of purchase is what you'll pay throughout the life of your system. If you have issues, they'll go ahead and replace it. They were really good about shipping hours overnight. There were a few problems, one of which they fucked up. Excuse the language, but anyway. they fucked up and they had to send us a new unit because Sabrina has one as well. And so basically, sometimes they do software updates, and that's what happened. Hers kind of did not come back. So they shipped a new unit overnight. And, you know, all in all, they're really good. So basically, like I said, rate lock is what you will pay.
They were quite surprised when it didn't come back to life after the update.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's what Sabrina was mentioning, that basically it's supposed to have rebooted, like, after the software update, and it did not.
And they're like, what the hell?
Yeah, they're like, normally it should not happen that way, but some units do that. They're not sure why, but anyway. Oh yeah, I was thinking about rate lock. So basically, you could pay anywhere from like $30, $40, whatever dollars, but at least it does not change, so that's a good thing. Anyway, before I keep rambling on, so the system, like I said, you can charge the base unit, and it takes, I think,
three and a half hours
to charge. And for those who cannot see, me included, it has different lights. So depending on what the lights say, that'll indicate if it's charged or not. So, excuse me, that'll have to be something that would have to be described to totally blind persons. But barring that, it does actually say, it does have a few, well, no, one prompt. It would say system ready, which means that it's connected to the cellular network because it uses it. For, I think, 4G. Maybe 3. I don't know what the hell these systems use anymore.
Four.
I think they're 4. So, yeah. So, like I said, the system comprises of a dependent and the base unit. And you could request help either from the base unit or dependent. I just find it easier, if I have to just press dependent. Because, yeah. One important thing to note is that the system, the pendant at least, can
not have, well, the pendant does not have
a speaker. Yeah,
so you will have to have your base unit nearby in order to
get help.
Yeah.
But the important thing I was going to mention was that basically the pendant only can go in the shower with you. You can shower, you can you know, do all that stuff, but don't put the base unit in the water, please.
Yeah, don't. I would suggest you have close by, or if you live with somebody,
have them
have it with them just in case something happens.
Right.
That's what we do.
Right, exactly. So the system does tell you battery low, please connect to power source as a voice prompt so that you would know.
But that, when that does that, it gives you
2 hours.
Two hours before it dies completely.
Right. The problem is you won't know as a blind person that if it dies. Other than if you try to press your pendant or something, then it might not.
Yeah. Doesn't do anything.
Yeah. So, basically, that's just pretty much that. The system works by you either pressing the pendant or the button on the base unit, and it will make a call to the center thing, the emergency response, whatever place. Usually they're pretty quick about answering, but they have been busy as of late sometimes, so it might take them a bit.
And it also depends on the signal where you are.
Yeah, that too. If it's sucky, then you better hope that you have your phone nearby and that it has better signal than your base unit. So this does not require Wi-Fi. You just simply, once you get the unit, go ahead and charge it for 3 hours. And they do require that you call them to test it to make sure it's working. And that they activate the correct unit, because I think it comes active. No, it doesn't. No, sorry. It does not come activated. So you need to call them. And they're, you know, helpful with it. They might ask some information. I'm not sure which. Depends on the person, I guess. And in Sabrina and I's case, they have called a couple of times to say that, oh, whoa, Daniel's not being transported to the hospital. Sabrina's not. Yeah, we get that. But
and or if they are, they will tell you.
Yeah.
Daniel's being transported to such and such hospital.
Right. And I believe that they call back afterward to see if the patient is okay. I don't know, because I've never had to really do that, but
that's what I was saying.
Lifeline
sucks, because he had to call them for me once. It was 3:30 in the morning. We were in Virginia, and he called. Well, he pressed my button, and Lifeline got the address wrong. So the EMTs could not find our apartment.
It took them a while, yeah.
Yeah, it took them like
10 minutes or something.
No, it was more like an hour or so. Well, and they're right down the freaking fire station is right down the street. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I could be dying. Yeah. And then they called back.
Dispatch center
for the actual paramedics called back, and they're like, our firemen can't find you. What is your exact address?
Yeah, so we gave them the right one, yeah.
And they're like, that's not the address we have. They were in the right apartment complex. They were just a building or two over from where we were. And Daniel went off on them. He's like, you could have been dying and all this other shit. And I'm like, oh my God. I've never seen him that mad before.
Well, apparently they misread the GPS. I'm like, that's not an excuse.
If it's 3:30 in the morning and tired, go home.
Well, that's the other thing, because, like, you figure that, like, you do, like, a public service, and you're supposed to, like, yeah, that just pissed me off.
Save people, yeah. I've never seen him that mad.
And hopefully never again. Yeah, but anyway, barring Lifeline, we've had the system since, July? Maybe last year?
I think so.
Yeah,
no.
It was
got it when we came here.
Yeah, fine. So it's been a while. It's you know, they've had a couple of replacements because mine somehow they couldn't hear me, whatever. It happens. But ADT's been really nice about it. And what's nice about them is that if you lose the base unit, at least, they could actually try to find it. So that basically just means that you call them and say, well, hey, I can't find my base unit. Okay, well, as long as it's on and charged, then they usually can try to pinpoint it by playing like a sound to help you find it. The pendant, unfortunately, if you lose it, well, then you have to pay, I think, what, $15, $20 for a new one or something. But hopefully not. But yeah, so far we've had the unit since like last year, a year or two, whatever. Ago, and it's not too bad. There are some quirks, like I said earlier at the beginning, in that sometimes it might detect that you fall if you haven't, or if you move a certain way, the button might go off. But it happens. I've had to take mine several times in with me, and Sabrina, pretty much the same. We've had no problems. You could actually, you know, like I said, shower with it, which is interesting because you figure that if it gets wet, it gets ruined, but hey, no, guess not. I think they said you could go into about, 30 feet of water, I think? Something like that. Up to an hour or so. So, well, yeah, we like the system. And it's a good investment, I think. At first I was kind of skeptical. I'm like, well, I don't know. But then I'm like, well, could try it at least and see what happens. And, you know, haven't been disappointed yet. So going to just, I was actually going to try to make a test call, but I'm not going to bother only because I'm just not. But just figured I'd go over the system today as a podcast episode, only because, well, I'd like to keep up with the podcast. So if you happen to have any questions about the system, you could always visit, I believe it's ADT.com, and there is a medical link somewhere on the page. They change it so constantly that I'm not sure what the heck it is anymore. But they have the pricing and stuff like that. You could actually order online, but I believe the rate lock might be only guaranteed if you order over the phone. I'm not sure. But like I said, I think that for those who have you know, pre-existing medical conditions, or maybe not even medical conditions. If you have balance problems or something, it might be worth trying to get the ADT on the go system, especially if you're, well, outgoing. And so we love our system, and I think that we'll probably end up keeping it, most likely. We have thus far, but, you know, it's a lot better than Lifeline, and I can't say that I'm disappointed. So,
nope.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope that this podcast, even though I ramble on too much, hopefully it's given an idea for those looking for a system, you know, an idea as to what to look for. Now, I will not exactly forewarn, but let you know that if for some reason you need to, you know, pay your bills and stuff on this for the system, you can use the My ADT app. I believe it's for Android and iPhone, or you could probably call them and they can assist you to try to help with that. The only downside I don't like is that the system, if you call in, it's an automated thing, and you have to put your card information, blah blah blah. But barring that, it's okay. I usually pay online, so if it's easy for those to pay with my ADT app, then that's cool, I guess. I prefer it at least, but hey, that's just me. Yeah. So with that said, that'll wrap up this podcast. But like I said before, hopefully this will give an idea for those looking for a system. and hopefully by me doing this podcast, you will have an idea as to what you can use for medical emergencies rather than your phone. And hopefully everything will work out if you should get the system for yourself. Alrighty, well, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you again on episode number 3.
Bye.
Bye-bye. DeChavez Podcast contact info. To subscribe to the podcast, visit www.chavezapps.us. Click on subscribe and you will have many options to subscribe, such as TuneIn, Amazon Music, and more. To contact the author, email webmaster@chavezapps.us. Thanks for listening. DeChavez Podcast is now on Alexa devices. Tell Alexa, play DeChavez Podcast.